Hvaljena Jezus in Marija, spoštovane poslušalke in poslušalci Radia Marija.
Praise be Jesus.
Hvaljen Isus.
So I thank God for the blessing and the opportunity to be here in this church.
Zahvaljujem Bogu na blagoslovu i prilici što sam ovdje u ovoj crkvi.
I come here to share with you a story that has changed my life.
Došao sam podijeliti s vama priču koja je promijenila moj život.
And I know that each one of you has a testimony of faith.
Znam da svatko od vas ima svoje svjedočanstvo vjere.
So tonight is my turn to share.
Dakle, večeras je sam ja na redu da podijelim svoju priču.
I was born in Colombia in the Andes Mountains.
Rodio sam se u Kolumbiji u Andskim planinama, u Andama.
What is known as the coffee growers area.
Na jednom području uzgajivača kave.
I was born in a small town.
U malom gradu.
In a Catholic family.
U katoličkoj obitelji.
Very numerous.
Vrlo brojnoj.
And I grew up with all the Catholic traditions and teachings.
I rastao sam sa svim katoličkim tradicijama i učenjem.
When I was 14 years old, I was sent to Bogota, the capital of Colombia.
Kad sam imao 14 godina, poslali su me u glavni grad Kolumbije, Bogotu.
And those were the 1960s.
I bilo je to 60. godina prošloga stoljeća.
And I very soon embraced all the culture of the 60s.
Vrlo sam brzo prihvatio tu kulturu 60. godina.
The rock and roll, the drugs.
Rock and roll, glazbu rock and roll, drogu.
The orientalism.
Orientalizam, dakle orientalni poganstvo.
All the eastern pagan philosophies.
Cijelu istočnu pogansku filozofiju.
The astrologies and numerologies.
Astrologiju, numerologiju.
The magic and divination.
Magiju, vraćanje.
That was part of the culture.
Bio je to dio tadašnje kulture.
And pretty soon I lost my Catholic faith.
I vrlo brzo poslije toga izgubio sam svoju katoličku vjeru.
I no longer believed that Jesus was God.
Prestao sam vjerovati da je Isus Bog.
And I became syncretized.
I postao sam sinkretiziran.
When I was 20 years old, I got married and moved to Hamburg, Germany.
Kad sam imao 20 godina, oženio sam se i odselili smo u Hamburg, u Njemačku.
I studied at the University of Hamburg.
Studirao sam na Hamburgskom sveučilištu.
And became an actor and a musical composer.
I diplomirao glumu i skladateljstvo.
My two sons were born in Hamburg.
Oba su mi sina rođena u Hamburgu.
And after 7 years I moved to Hollywood, California.
7 godina poslije toga odselio sam u Kaliforniju, u Hollywood.
I was engaged with the entertainment industry for 25 years.
There. 25 godina sam radio u hollywoodskoj zabavnoj industriji.
I was signed to Sony Music of New York as an exclusive artist.
Imao sam ekskluzivni ugovor sa kompanijom Sony Music iz New Yorka.
And was working in many areas of the industry.
I radio sam na mnogo područja te glazbene, odnosno umjetničke industrije, zabavne industrije.
I continuo on living a hedonistic life.
I stalno sam živio svojim hedonističkim životom.
A very new age life.
Dakle, to je bio život u new age-a.
Focus on money, pleasure, fame.
Usredotočen na novac, zadovoljstva, zabavu, slavu.
I was very successful in my career.
Imao sam vrlo uspješnu karijeru.
And was able to accumulate lots of money.
I vrlo sam sposobno zarađivao velike količine novca.
The only person that remind me of God.
Jedina osoba koja me podsjećala na Boga.
Was my mother.
Bila je moja majka.
She used to come to visit me in California once every 2 years or so.
Obično je dolazila mi u Kaliforniju u posjet jednom u 2 godine.
And she will tell me, I am not very impressed with your money or your fame.
I obično bi mi rekla, ja, mene se nije dojmila tvoja slava ni tvoj novac.
I am very concerned about your soul.
Ja sam jako zabrinuta za tvoju dušu.
If you die living the life you are living,
ako umreš živeći ovakvim životom,
you are going to be condemned.
Bit ćeš osuđen za vječnost.
And though this was very hard to hear,
iako su to bile teške riječi,
it wouldn't change me.
To mene nije ni malo promijenilo.
So in year 1997,
godine 1997,
I went to Colombia to visit during Christmas.
Otišao sam u Kolumbiju u posjet prije Božića.
And that Christmas was a pretty sad Christmas in my family.
A taj je Božić vrlo, bio vrlo tužan u mojoj obitelji.
Because within the 4 years prior to that Christmas,
zato što je tijekom 4 godine prije toga Božića,
we had lost 5 people of my family one after another.
Umrlo 5 članova moje obitelji, jedno za drugim.
First, my wife died to cancer.
Prvo je moja supruga umrla od raka.
Then my younger brother died in an accident in the Caribbean Sea.
Zatim je mlađi brat umro u jednom udesu u Karipskom moru.
Then my father passed away.
Zatim je preminuo otac.
Then another brother of mine committed suicide.
Zatim je još jedan, dakle moj drugi jedan brat počinio samoubojstvo.
And a few months later my mother died.
I nekoliko mjeseci posle toga umrla mi je i majka.
So that Christmas we were 4 sisters and me left.
Toga Božića ostalo nas je bilo samo 5, 4 sestre i ja.
My sisters were practicing Catholics.
Moje su sestre bile praktične katolkinje.
And they didn't know that I was no longer a Catholic.
I nisu znale da ja više odavno nisam katolik.
I left Colombia very young.
Vrlo sam rano, vrlo sam bio mlad kad sam otišao iz Kolumbije.
And had very little contact with my family.
Imao sam zapravo vrlo malo kontakata sa svojom obitelji.
So the only one that knew about me was my mother.
Jedina osoba koja je znala sve o meni bila je moja majka.
But she had died a year already.
Ali ona je već godinu dana tada bila mrtva.
So they invited me to go to church to pray the Divine Infant's Christmas Novena.
Sestre su me dakle pozvale da s njima idem u crkvu na devetnicu malome Isusu. To je 9 dana pred Božić.
This is a pretty old Catholic tradition in Colombia.
To je jedna vrlo stara katolička tradicija u Kolumbiji.
The novena begins on the 16th of December and ends on the 24th at midnight mass.
Ta devetnica počinje 16. prosinca i završava na badnjak 24. polnoćkom.
So I went to the church just to please my sisters.
Išao sam u crkvu samo da udovoljim sestrama.
I haven't been in a Catholic church for 33 years.
Dakle, tada je već bilo 33 godine da nisam kročio nogom u katoličku crkvu.
I had forgotten everything about the church.
Bio sam sve zaboravio, sve što se tiče crkve.
So when I went to the church, the priest introduced the novena saying.
Kad sam došao u crkvu, svećenik je predstavio tu devetnicu ovim riječima.
He who prays the novena with devotion and faith, the baby Jesus will grant him a grace.
Onome tko ovu devetnicu bude molio s pobožnošću i s milošću, mali će Isus podariti jednu milost.
And to me the word grace sounded like luck.
A meni je ta riječ milost zvučala kao nekakva sreća.
I didn't know what grace was.
Nisam znao što znači riječ milost.
So I asked the baby Jesus to change my life.
Pa sam zamolio maloga Isusa da mi promijeni život.
And obviously the change of life I was looking for was more materialistic things.
Ja sam zapravo mislio na promjenu u smislu više materijalnih stvari.
But the baby Jesus changed my life that Christmas.
Ali mali je Isus toga Božića doista promijenio moj život.
Only that he changed it his way.
Samo što ga je promijenio na svoj način.
The 25th of December.
25. prosinca.
That is the day after I finished the novena.
To je dakle sutra dan nakon što je završila ta devetnica.
I was driving into a coffee ranch plantation of one of my uncles at midnight.
U ponoć sam automobilom ulazio na plantažu kave svoga jednoga ujaka.
And all of a sudden, out of the woods, six guerrillas jump out with machine guns.
Na jednom je iz grmlja iskočilo šest gerilaca sa strojnicama i zaskočilo me.
And kidnapped me.
Kidnapirali su me.
They kidnapped me for a ransom.
Naravno su me kidnapirali radi otkupnine.
They tied my hands in the back and put a hood over my head.
Svezali su mi ruke na leđima i stavili mi kapuljaču na glavu.
And took me prisoner to the jungle.
I odveli me u prašumu u zatočeništvo.
Once in the jungle, they put me away in a cave.
Dakle, u toj prašumi su me stavili u jednu špilju.
The cave was filled with bats and all kinds of bugs.
Koja je bila puna šišmiša i kukaca svih vrsta.
It was a horrible place.
Bilo je strašno.
They were supposed to wait for another group of guerrillas that were in charge to pick me up and internate me deeper in the jungle.
Ta skupina gerilaca je zapravo čekala jednu drugu skupinu koja me trebala preuzeti i odvesti dublje u prašumu.
But they didn't show up for 2 weeks.
Ali ta druga skupina se nije pojavila 2 tjedna.
Because the army was already looking for me.
Zato što me vojska, službena vojska, već tražila.
Altogether I was kidnapped for 6 months.
Ukupno sam u tom zatočeništvu bio 6 mjeseci.
So the first 15 days were in the cave.
S tim da sam tih prvih 15 dana proveo u toj špilji.
On the day 15,
15. dana,
the guerrillas that were to pick me up showed up.
Pojavili su se oni gerilci koji su me trebali preuzeti.
And they told me I had to give them a very large sum of money.
I rekli su im da im moram dati jednu golemu svotu novca.
And told me that if I refuse to pay, they will kill all of my sisters.
I rekli su mi ako im to sve ne dam, ne platim, da će mi poubijati sve sestre.
And they knew exactly where they were.
I znali su točno adresu svake sestre.
They also told me that as soon as I pay the ransom,
a također su mi rekli čim im platim tu otkupninu,
they were going to kill me
da će me ubiti.
Because I had been sentenced to death.
Zato što su me već osudili na smrt.
So they tied me up again, put the hood back on my head and throw me back in the cave.
Zatim su me ponovno svezali mi ruke na leđima, stavili mi kapulešu na glavu i ponovno me ubacili u tu špilju.
And this is the night when I had a mystical experience with God that absolutely changed my life forever.
I te sam upravo te noći imao mistično iskustvo s Bogom koje je potpuno promijenilo moj život zauvijek.
I was in the cave completely destroyed as a human being.
Bio sam u toj špilji potpuno uništen kao ljudsko biće.
I had no hope of making it out alive.
Nisam imao nikakve nade da ću preživjeti.
All my family were in danger of getting killed.
Svi su mi članovi obitelji bili u smrtnoj opasnosti.
Everything I worked for all my life they were going to steal.
Sve što sam, za što sam cijelog života radio i zaradio, oni će mi uzeti.
And all of a sudden,
i na jednom,
I enter in what we can call an ecstasy.
Sam ušao u stanje koje možemo nazvati ekstazom.
I was awake and conscious.
Bio sam budan i potpuno svega svjestan.
But I began to relive my life from my infancy on.
I počeo sam ponovno proživljavati svoj život od ranog djetinjstva pa nadalje.
I was 47 years old that night.
Te sam noći imao 47 godina.
And I began to relive my life from age 3.
I počeo sam preproživljavati svoj život od svoje treće godine.
I was on a tricycle with a stick in my hand going through the inside patio of the house where I was born in my hometown.
Dakle, bio sam trogodišnji dječak, na jednom triciklu sam se vozao po dvorištu sa moje kuće, rodne kuće, sa štapom u ruci.
And I was hitting the plants and the flowers.
I tim sam štapom udarao po biljkama i po cvijeću.
And I could hear a maid from the house telling me not to do that.
I čuo sam kako mi sluškinja iz kuće dovikuje da to ne činim.
I was completely sure that I was dying.
Bio sam potpuno siguran da umirem.
Because I couldn't figure out why I was at 3 years old.
Jer nisam mogao shvatiti kako sam ja na jednom sad dječak od 3 godine.
But there was nothing I could do to get off the ecstasy.
Ali nisam nikako se mogao izvući iz te ekstaze.
I continuo on.
I sve se nastavilo.
And I continuo on reliving my life.
Dakle, nastavilo se to moje ponovno proživljavanje moga života.
And what made it very difficult.
I to može biti vrlo teško.
Was that I was going through every age of my life.
Dakle, ono što je bilo teško da sam kroz svaku dob moga života prolazio
with my conscience of 47 years old.
Aha, sa savješću, dakle sa sviješću čovjeka od 47 godina.
Since I had been in mortal sin for 33 years,
budući da sam 33 godine živio u smrtnom grijehu.
I had lost my fear of God.
Bio sam izgubio strah Božji.
And I had closed down the curtain of my conscience.
I navukao sam zavjese svoje savjesti.
But now the curtain began to open up.
I tada se ta zavjesa počela razmicati.
And the fear of God came back.
I počeo mi se vraćati strah Božji.
And everything that was talked to me at school, in church and in my family about God.
I sve ono što su me učili o Bogu u školi, u obitelji, u crkvi.
Came back to me.
Mi se vratilo.
So I began to go through the most excruciating pain.
Pa sam počeo proživljavati nevjerojatnu parajuću bol.
A pain that wasn't physical.
Nije to bila fizička bol.
It was so immense, the pain.
Ali je bila toliko golema.
Because I could see perfectly the sense of sin.
Jer sam tada savršeno mogao vidjeti smisao grijeha.
And I could see how I had hurt so many people in my life.
I vidio sam kako sam bio povrijedio mnoge ljude u svome životu.
How I had offended God.
Kako sam uvrijedio Boga.
How I had hurt my own soul.
Kako sam nanio štetu vlastitoj duši.
And understanding this,
i kako sam to shvaćao,
made me feel like I wanted to disappear.
Dobio sam takav osjećaj da sam želio nestati.
This first part I can call it an illumination of my conscience.
Taj prvi dio bih nazvao prosvjetljenje savjesti.
And then something more mysterious happened.
A onda se dogodilo nešto još misterioznije.
I found myself face down against the grass in what felt like a pretty high mountain.
Našao sam se kako ležim potrbuške na travi na nekoj prilično visokoj planini.
I was in the midst of the most incredible silence.
I oko mene je vladala nevjerojatna tišina.
A silence that I could only call a perfect silence.
Tišina kakvu mogu nazvati samo savršena tišina.
And I could feel the immensity of creation.
I osjećao sam tu golemost, veličinu stvaranja.
And I looked away towards the distance.
Pogledao sam malo u daljinu.
And I could see another mountain even higher.
I vidio još jednu planinu, još višu od ove prve.
And the top of the mountain was covered with fog.
Vrh te planine bio je u magli.
And the fog began to fade away slowly.
Ta se magla počela polako razmicati.
And the most amazing city of light appeared on that mountain.
I na vrhu te planine pojavio se nevjerojatan grad svjetla.
Right away my soul knew that I had to have been there and didn't make it.
Istog je trenutka moja duša bila svjesna činjenice da sam morao onamo doći u taj grad, ali da nisam uspio.
So I tried to see how to get there.
Pa sam pokušao vidjeti kako bih mogao prijeći na tu drugu planinu.
But the two mountains were not connected.
Ali te dvije planine nisu bile povezane.
So I felt trouble.
Bio sam baš u nevolji.
Then I began to hear like water coming towards me.
Onda sam čuo nekakvo kao da k meni dolazi nekakva voda.
Like a murmuring of millions of voices.
Kao nekakvo žuborenje milijuna glasova.
But ended up being one voice.
Ali to se nekako na kraju spojilo u jedan glas.
And though I have been away from God for so many years.
I iako sam toliko godina živio daleko od Boga.
The moment I heard the voice.
Čim sam čuo taj glas.
I knew it was God's voice.
Znao sam da je to Božji glas.
And since I knew the state of my soul,
a budući da sam znao u kakvom je stanju duša,
I felt like I wanted to disintegrate and disappear.
Dobio sam nekakav osjećaj da želim se raspasti i nestati.
I couldn't bear the immense love of that voice.
Nisam mogao podnijeti golemu ljubav toga glasa.
The love was so big.
Ta je ljubav bila toliko velika.
And I was such an incredible sinner.
A ja sam bio takav nevjerojatan griješnik.
That I couldn't bear with it.
Da nisam to mogao podnijeti.
But God helped me there in my misery.
Ali me Bog pridržavao u mojoj bijedi.
And didn't let me sink.
I nije mi dopustio da potonem.
He spoke to me at length.
Dugo mi je govorio.
I tell people, if I were to live 100 more years,
govorim ljudima, kad bih živio još 100 godina,
I wouldn't be able to share the minimum of what he shared with me.
Ne bi mogao ispričati niti minimum od onoga što je on meni rekao.
Because all of this mystical experience,
jer cijelo to mistično iskustvo
was lived outside time.
Dogodilo se zapravo izvan vremena.
So there was no time involved.
Nije bilo vremena.
He spoke to me about humanity.
Govorio mi je o čovječanstvu.
From the beginning.
Od samog početka.
Then he spoke about his chosen people, the Jews.
Onda je govorio o svom odabranom narodu, Židovima.
And he spoke to me about them being our elderly brothers.
I rekao mi je da su oni naša starija braća.
And then he spoke about his new creation.
A onda je počeo, on govorio o svom novom stvaranju.
And he spoke to me about his church.
I govorio mi je o svojoj crkvi.
And he told me exactly with these words.
I rekao mi je točno ovim riječima.
The Catholic Church is my church.
Katolička crkva je moja crkva.
And I have chosen you to be a soldier of my army.
I tebe sam izabrao da budeš vojnik moje vojske.
But you have deserted it.
Ali se dezertirao, napustio si vojsku.
And he was not accusing me.
Ali me nije optuživao.
Because he was only love.
Jer je on sav ljubav.
But I was accusing myself.
Nego sam ja optuživao sebe.
And it was very hurtful.
I to je bilo, to je jako boljelo, jako bolno bilo.
So he said that we are the chosen people of the new creation of Jesus Christ.
Rekao je da smo mi odabrani narod novog stvaranja Isusa Krista.
And we are in charge of the salvation of all of humanity.
I da smo mi zaduženi, odgovorni za spasenje cijeloga čovječanstva.
Because we are Eucharistic instruments of reparation.
Zato što smo mi euharistijske posude, euharistijska sredstva o davanja naknade, otkupljenja.
And he said that by me deserting the church for so many years,
i rekao je zato što sam ja toliko godina bio napustio crkvu,
I stopped the mission I was born to fulfill.
Bio sam zaustavio poslanje za koje sam bio rođen da ga ispunim.
I could see how many souls could have God saved if I would have taken communion all of those 33 years.
Vidio sam koliko bi duša bilo spašeno da sam se ja pričešćivao tih 33 godine.
It was very painful to see that.
To je, taj je prizor bio vrlo bolan.
And I could see perfectly that we are an army.
I savršeno sam vidio da smo mi vojska.
That we are in charge of rescuing souls.
Da smo zaduženi za spašavanje duša.
From the hands of the devil.
Iz ruka đavla.
The Eucharist is the most powerful gift ever.
Euharistija je najmoćniji dar ikada stvoren.
So he began showing to me the moment I walked away from the church.
Počeo mi je pokazivati trenutak kad sam se udalio iz od crkve.
As he spoke about it,
dok je o tome govorio,
I could see myself where he was leading me.
Dakle, ja sam vidio sebe u onom trenutku o kojem je on govorio.
And he showed me how I lost the church when Satan stole from me the sacrament of confession.
Pokazao mi je kako sam ostao, izgubio crkvu onog trenutka kad mi je Satana ukrao sakrament ispovjedi.
Then he showed me the power of the sacrament of confession.
Onda mi je pokazao snagu sakramenta ispovjedi.
And I could see perfectly that it was equivalent to an exorcism.
I vidio sam, savršeno sam vidio da je ona ispovjed jednaka egzorcizmu.
At that moment he presented to me the amazing gift of priesthood.
Zatim mi je pokazao, predstavio nevjerojatan dar svećeništva.
If we will only know,
kad bismo samo znali
what priesthood is,
što svećeništvo jest,
we will pray a lot for priest.
Mnogo bismo molili za svećenike.
And we will pray a lot for priestly vocations.
I mnogo bismo molili za svećenička zvanja.
There is nobody on earth.
Nema nikoga na zemlji
that Satan hates more.
Koga Satana više mrzi
than a priest.
Od svećenika.
It is the biggest nightmare of hell.
Svećenik je najveća noćna mora pakla.
So when a priest is faithful and holy,
pa kada je svećenik vjeran, kada je svet,
hell trembles.
Cijeli se pakao trese.
So he showed me each one of the sacraments.
Pokazao mi je Gospodin svaki sakrament.
He showed me all the sacred traditions.
Pokazao mi sve svete predaje.
The incredible importance of understanding church hierarchy.
Koliko je nevjerojatno važno shvatiti, razumjeti crkvenu hijerarhiju.
He said the devil is hierarchical.
On kaže đavao ima hijerarhiju.
When angels were thrown out of heaven,
kada su anđeli zbačeni s neba,
they fell from different thrones of angels.
Pali su iz različitih anđeoskih korova.
So they continue on lined up on a hierarchy of fallen angels.
Pa tako i dalje imaju tu hijerarhiju palih anđela.
And they only obey hierarchy.
I oni samo poštuju i slušaju hijerarhiju.
So since we are the power of hierarchies,
budući da smo mi moć hijerarhije,
if we are perfectly in obedience to our hierarchy,
ako živimo savršeno u poslušnosti našoj svojoj hijerarhiji,
we have the spiritual authority and power against the darkness.
Imamo duhovnu moć i vlast nad tamom.
There is no power bigger than our church on earth.
Nema veće moći i snage na zemlji od naše crkve.
Because this church,
jer ova crkva,
is the kingdom of God.
Je Božje kraljevstvo.
And demons hate it.
I demoni je mrze.
And here demons tremble.
I demoni se tresu.
And they want to take us out of here.
I žele nas oteti od crkve.
They want to turn us against our church.
I žele nas okrenuti protiv naše crkve.
So he explained to me how in these very end times,
i objasnio mi je kako u ovim posljednjim vremenima,
the biggest attack of Satan against the people of God,
najveći sotonski napad na Božji narod,
is against the family,
jest napad na obitelj.
and against church hierarchy.
I napad na crkvenu hijerarhiju.
Those are two spots that the devil is shooting at.
To su dvije točke u koje đavao puca.
That's why Satan invented. That's why Satan invented.
Zato je Satana izmislio
a family alternative.
Alternativnu obitelj.
Gay marriages.
Homoseksualni brak.
Gay adoption of children.
Osvajanje, dakle, usvajanje djece od homoseksualnih ljudi.
A fake family.
Lažnu obitelj.
An abomination.
Koja je skandal, dakle,
and is part
sablazan.
Of the last battle. Part of the last battle.
To je dio posljednje bitke.
So he placed me in a lake with the water up to my waist.
Zatim me Gospodin stavio u jedno jezero u kojemu mi je voda bila do pojasa.
And in front of the lake there was a gigantic rock.
Uz to jezero bila jedna velika stijena.
On top of the rock I could see the head of a man.
Na vrhu te stijene vidio sam glavu jednog muškarca.
He was looking sideways.
Gledao je na stranu.
I didn't know who he was at first.
U početku nisam znao ko je on.
Then I looked down towards the water where I was.
Pogledao sam u vodu u kojoj sam stajao.
And I could see a floating fog.
I vidio kako pluta nekakva magla.
And when I looked at it closely,
kad sam bolje pogledao,
I could see it wasn't fog.
Vidio sam da to nije magla.
It was thousands of evil spirits.
Nego tisuće zlih duhova.
They were like bundles.
Bili su kao u nekakvim svežnjevima.
And they were all the spirits of my mortal sins of 33 years.
I sve su to bili zlodusi mojih smrtnih grijeha iz onih 33 godine.
When I would look at one of them,
kada bih pogledao jednoga,
I could be in that particular sin.
Odmah bih se našao u toj sceni toga grijeha.
That sin was alive.
Taj bi grijeh postao živ.
Every mortal sin,
svaki smrtni grijeh
is a demon.
Je demon.
And the longer we stay in mortal sin,
i što dulje živimo u smrtnom grijehu,
more demons come.
To sve više demona dolazi.
And it becomes a legion of demons for every mortal sin.
I zapravo cijela legija demona na kraju dođe za jedan smrtni grijeh.
I felt trapped.
Osjećao sam se kao u nekakvoj zamci.
I couldn't get away.
Nisam mogao pobjeći.
I belong to them.
Ja sam pripadao njima.
And I looked towards the left of the lake.
Pogledao sam na lijevu stranu jezera.
And I could see that fog of demons continue on towards an abyss.
I vidio kako ta magla demona odlazi u jedan ponor.
And when I looked down the abyss,
kad sam pogledao u taj ponor,
I could see how deep down I have already gone with my sinful life.
Vidio sam koliko sam ja duboko upao u taj ponor svojim griješnim životom.
When we live in mortal sin,
kada živimo u smrtnom grijehu,
we are descending.
Onda se spuštamo u ponor.
And if we die like that,
i ako u takvom stanju umremo,
we end up as low as we have descended.
Dakle, završimo na onoj razini tog beznana, tog ponora, koliko smo se u životu spustili.
So if I would have died that night,
dakle, da sam ja te noći umro,
I would have been condemned.
Bio bih vječno osuđen.
And I could see how deep down I have already been gone.
I vidio sam kako sam jako duboko već bio otišao u ponor.
Hell has many levels.
Pakao ima mnogo razina.
When we live in grace with God,
kada živimo u milosti Božjoj,
we are ascending.
Onda se penjemo.
And when we die,
i kada umremo,
we will be as high as we ascended.
Naći ćemo se na onoj visini do koje smo se uspjeli uspeti.
So I wanted to find some relief.
Htio sam pronaći nekakvo olakšanje.
So I look up towards where the light was.
Pa sam pogledao prema jednom svjetlu.
The only light that was there was that man that was on top of the rock.
Jedino što je tada svijetilo bio onaj čovjek koji je sjedio na vrhu stijene.
And I found out that he was my guardian angel.
I tada sam shvatio, spoznao da je to moj anđel čuvar.
And he was the one showing to me hell, all the demons, purgatory on the right side of the lake.
I da mi on zapravo pokazivao sve te demone i taj ponor i čistilište s desne strane jezera.
He was teaching me all of that.
On me to sve poučavao.
But he wasn't speaking to me with words.
Ali mi nije govorio riječima.
I was understanding everything he was teaching me.
Ali sam ja razumio sve što me on poučavao.
And he showed me age 11 in my hometown.
Tada mi je pokazao mene kad u mom rodnom gradu kao dječaka od 11 godina.
I was the main trumpet player of my school band.
U to vrijeme sam bio glavni trubač u glazbenom sastavu moje škole.
And I was on a procession playing the trumpet behind a statue of Our Lady that were being carried by four schoolmates of mine.
Dakle, pokazao mi je mene u procesiji gospi. Hodao sam i svirao trubu iza gospinog kipa, a kip je nosilo, su nosila četvorica mojih školskih kolega.
And a moment later, Our Lady humanized.
Trenutak kasnije gospa je postala živa.
She was no longer a statue.
Više nije bila kip.
She was walking ahead of me with two children, one from each hand.
Hodala ispred mene i svakom rukom držala po jedno dijete.
And I continued playing the trumpet.
A ja sam i dalje svirao trubu.
Then I realized the child on her right hand was me at age 7.
Tada sam najedno shvatio da je ono dijete koje je držala desnom rukom, da sam to bio ja u dobi od 6 godina, od 7 godina.
So the angel told me that my mother had consecrated me in her womb to Our Lady.
Pa mi je moj anđeo čuva rekao da me majka, kad me nosila u svojoj utrobi, posvetila gospi.
And the Virgin Mary had been with me all the years that I was away from God.
I da je Djevica Marija bila sa mnom svih tih godina koje sam proživio daleko od Boga.
She never abandoned me.
Nikada me nije napustila.
And it was so incredibly tender.
I bilo je to toliko nevjerojatno nježno.
But I was always feeling guilty.
Ali sam ja još cijelo vrijeme osjećao se strašno, grešno, dakle, kriv.
And the angel spoke to me about something he called the soul's economy.
Ja, anđeo mi je počeo govoriti o nečemu što se naziva ekonomija, odnosno računovodstvo duše.
He showed me how God put together the 3 years that I played the trumpet in my hometown.
Pokazao mi je kako je Bog spojio one tri godine dok sam ja u rodnom gradu svirao tu trubu.
In many processions.
U mnogim procesijama.
And it seems as if God turned those 3 years into a big credit.
I da je Bog te tri godine uzeo meni kao jedan veliki kredit.
And he saved me from big dangers from Satan.
I tim me kreditom spašavao od velikih opasnosti od Sotone.
If we could only understand how big God's mercy is.
Kad bismo samo mogli shvatiti koliko je veliko Božje milosrđe.
For sure we will love him so much.
Jamačno bismo ga mnogo, mnogo voljeli.
The smallest good thing we do.
I ono najmanje dobro koje učinimo.
He uses it to save us from big attacks of the devil.
On koristi kako bi nas spašavao od golemih napada đavla.
Because all he wants is saving us.
Jer sve što Bog želi, Bog ne želi ništa drugo nego sve nas spasiti.
So I came back into the lake.
Dakle, opet sam se našao u tom jezeru.
And the whole rock turned into light.
Cijela ta stijena je postala svjetla, osvijetlila se.
I noticed that that was the same light I saw in the city of light on top of the mountain.
Vidio sam da je to ista vrsta svjetla kao na vrhu one planine gdje sam vidio grad svjetla.
I knew that light was Jesus.
Znao sam da je to svjetlo Isus.
And I knew I couldn't look at him.
I znao sam da ga ne mogu ni pogledati.
I was in total darkness.
Bio sam u potpunom mraku.
And I couldn't bear the light.
Nisam mogao podnijeti to svjetlo.
So I looked down towards the water.
Gledao sam preda se u
vodu.
But
I felt a presence on the right side of the rock.
Ali sam osjetio nekakvu prisutnost desne strane te stijene.
And there was our lady again.
I to je opet bila naša Gospa.
And I was connected to her through an umbilical spiritual cord.
Jednom umbilijskom duhovnom vrpcom sam bio povezan s njom.
And everything that was flowing out of my heart.
I sve što je izlazilo iz moga srca.
My fear, my guilt, my anguish.
Moj strah, moj osjećaj krivnje, moja bol.
All of that was flowing towards her into the light.
Sve je to kroz tu vrpcu plovilo, išlo prema njoj i ono svjetlo.
And this went on and on for a while.
I to je trajalo neko vrijeme.
And all of a sudden I had a strength.
I na jednom sam dobio nekakvu snagu.
And I was pulled up to look at the light.
I kao da me nešto podiglo da pogledam to svjetlo.
But I was blinded.
Ali sam ostao zaslijepljen.
But still I was kept like this.
Ali sam i dalje držao glavu gore.
And little by little I began to see the silhouette of Jesus in the light.
I malo pomalo počeo sam razaznavati obrise Isusa u tome svjetlu.
And I felt he was rescuing me from the darkness.
Osjećao sam kako me on izbavlja iz toga mraka.
And I came off the ecstasy.
I tog sam trenutka izišao iz ekstaze.
I knew something really big just happened.
Znao sam da mi se upravo bilo dogodilo nešto doista veliko.
But it wasn't in my memory.
Ali to tu spoznaju nisam imao u glavi, u pamćenju.
But I knew it had to be somewhere inside me.
Ali sam znao da je morala ta sva spoznaja ostati negdje u meni.
So the next day the guerrillas took me out of the cave.
Sutradan su me gerilci izvadili iz te špilje.
And I spent 5.5 months more as a prisoner in the jungle.
I još sam 5.5 mjeseci bio njihov zatočenik u prašumi.
I was no longer afraid of being killed by the guerrillas.
Više se nisam bojao toga što će me gerilci ubiti.
I was afraid of dying without confession.
Bojao sam se da ću umrijeti bez ispovjedi.
I was afraid of being condemned.
Bojao sam se da ću biti vječno osuđen.
So every day I was begging God not to let me die without confession.
Pa sam svakoga dana preklinjao Boga da ne dopusti da umrem bez ispovjedi.
I knew that only the church through the priest.
Znao sam da samo crkva po svećeniku
had the power to free me.
Ima moć osloboditi me.
And 6 months to the date of my kidnapping.
6 mjeseci, točno 6 mjeseci od dana kad su me kidnapirali.
A big miracle occurred.
Dogodilo se veliko čudo.
4 guerrillas told me to follow them.
4 gerilce su mi rekla da idem za njima.
It was very dark and very late at night.
Bilo je to kasno u noći, bio je mrak.
We walked for many hours through the jungle.
Satima smo hodali kroz tu prašumu.
And when we reach a road,
kad smo došli do jedne ceste,
they told me to walk straight and not to look back.
Rekli su mi da samo idem naprijed i da se ne okrećem.
I was 100% sure they were going to shoot me.
Bio sam 100% siguran da će me otraga ubiti.
Every step was eternal.
Svaki mi je korak bio vječnost.
I could feel the machine guns going off in the back.
Osjetio sam kako strojnice rade iza mojih leđa.
But they just left me there.
Na, oni su me samo ostavili na toj cesti.
And after a long time I was picked up by a bus.
Nakon dugo vremena pokupio me jedan autobus.
And taken back to civilization.
I odveo me u civilizaciju.
As soon as I recovered physically,
čim sam se fizički malo oporavio,
I went to confession.
Otišao sam na ispovijed.
I felt very good when I was released by the guerrillas.
Vrlo sam se dobro osjećao kad su me gerilci oslobodili.
But I didn't feel free yet.
Ali još uvijek nisam bio slobodan.
When I went to confession, that was the longest confession of my life.
Ta je ispovijed bila najduža ispovijed u mome životu.
When the priest raised the hand to give me the absolution.
Kada je svećenik podigao ruku da mi dade odrješenje,
I heard the most amazing sound from below, from way below.
Čuo sam negdje iz podzemlja nevjerojatan zvuk.
It was like a whining, like a screaming, like
kao
a screaming.
Nekakvo vrištanje, nekakvo zavijanje.
And I could feel the heaviness.
I osjećao sam težinu.
But as soon as the priest finished absolving me,
ali čim je svećenik završio s mojim odrešenjem,
all of that was gone.
Sve to nestalo.
And I knew I was free.
I znao sam da sam slobodan.
I can never ever explain how free I became.
Nikada ne bih mogao vam objasniti tu moju slobodu, to moje oslobođenje.
I felt like a feather.
Bio sam kao perce.
I walk away from that monastery.
Otišao sam iz toga samostana.
And I couldn't believe what I felt.
Nisam mogao vjerovati kako se osjećam.
And my new life began.
I počeo je tada moj novi život.
So I went back to California to my home.
Otišao sam natrag u Kaliforniju u svoj dom.
And I spent about 2 years learning to be a Catholic.
I 2 godine sam samo učio kako biti katolik.
I was in church every day, mass.
Svaki dan sam išao na misu.
Going to confession very often.
Često na ispovjed.
But for 2 years I never told anyone anything about my mystical experience.
Ali dvije godine nisam nikome ni riječi prozborio o tome mom mističnom iskustvu.
And I had no idea that I had a mission.
Nisam imao pojma da imam neko poslanje.
So exactly 2 years later I went back to Colombia during a Holy Week.
Dvije godine poslije toga otišao sam u Kolumbiju za veliki tjedan.
And on Palm Sunday at noon mass in a very big church in Bogota.
Dakle, na podnevnoj misi na cvjetnicu u jednoj velikoj crkvi u Bogoti.
I had another experience with Jesus from a crucifix.
Doživio sam još jedno iskustvo s Isusom sa raspela.
This time he didn't speak to me with words.
Tada mi nije govorio riječima.
He communicated with me the same way the guardian angel did.
Nego je komunicirao sa mnom kao što je ono prije komunicirao moj anđeo čuvar.
And though it was an instant of our time,
iako je to bio samo jedan trenutak, jedan kratak trenutak,
he spoke to me outside time.
Opet mi je govorio izvan vremena.
And he explained to me that I had been chosen for this mission.
I rekao mi je da sam odabran za ovo poslanje.
And I was 49 years old already.
A tada mi je već bilo 49 godina.
I was very broken and very exhausted of life.
Bio sam prilično potrošen, slomljen i iscrpljen od života.
And he was telling me my mission was just going to start.
A on mi je govorio da će moje poslanje tek početi.
That he was going to take me all around the world.
Da će me on odvesti po cijelom svijetu.
That every place I was going to go to, he had already chosen.
Da je on već odabrao svako mjesto u koje ću doći.
That every person that was going to listen to me, he had already chosen by name.
I da je već po imenu odabrao svaku osobu koja će me slušati.
And that he was going to take care of me.
I da će se on brinuti o meni.
I walk away from that church not understanding a thing.
Otišao sam iz te crkve, nisam pojma, nisam ništa razumio.
I couldn't imagine me going around the world talking about what I experienced with the Lord.
Nisam mogao zamisliti da bih ja hodao svijetom i govorio o svojem iskustvu s Gospodinom.
So I looked for the Franciscan priest. I went to confession the first time.
Pa sam otišao potražiti onog Franjevca kod kojeg sam se prvi put nakon zatočeništva ispovidio.
And for the first time I open up about my mystical experience.
I prvi put sam tada njemu otvoreno govorio o tome svom mističnom iskustvu.
And while I was talking to him,
dok sam razgovarao s njim,
I had like a flash of the angel on the rock.
Na jednom sam vidio, pojavio se bljesak onoga moga anđela na stijeni.
And I could see perfectly that this Franciscan priest was chosen to be my spiritual father.
I savršeno sam tada vidio da je taj Franjevac odabran da bude moj duhovni otac.
So he began explaining to me that I had infused knowledge.
On mi je tada počeo objašnjavati da imam u sebi uliveno znanje.
And that the Holy Spirit will, when I speak, will flow all that information out of me.
I da će Duh Sveti, kad ja počnem govoriti, izlijevati to sve iz mene.
And it was going to be perfectly in line with the church teachings.
I da će sve biti u skladu sa učenjem crkve.
And I left my artistic life.
Napustio sam svoj umjetnički život.
And founded a lay Catholic mission in 1999.
I 1999. godine osnovao laičku katoličku misiju.
The Lord showed me to call it Pilgrims of Love.
Gospodin mi je pokazao da treba se nazvati hodočasnici ljubavi.
And I have been traveling the world for 22 years.
I od tada putujem svijetom 22 godine.
So far I have visited 120 countries.
Do sada sam bio u 120 zemalja.
In all the continents.
Na svim kontinentima.
I have never charged anybody for what I do.
Nikada nisam nikome naplaćivao ovo što radim.
I live in divine providence.
Živim od Božje providnosti.
And I have never, not even for one second, lack anything.
I nikada mi ni sekunde ništa nije nedostajalo.
The Lord has taken care of me.
Bog se brine o meni.
And I praise God.
I hvalim i zahvaljujem Bogu.
For all of you.
Za sve vas.
Because one thing God put in my heart.
Jer nešto što je Bog stavio u moje srce.
And it was thirst for salvation of souls.
A to je žeđ za spašavanjem duša.
The only reason I am here.
Jedini razlog zbog kojega sam ja ovdje.
Is because I care for your salvation.
Jer zato što mi je stalo do vašega spasenja.
I don't want anybody to go where I was.
Ne želim da nitko od vas ode tamo gdje sam ja bio.
God has given us the greatest gift.
Bog nam je dao najveći dar.
And the greatest mission.
I najveće poslanje.
To be soldiers of his church.
Biti vojnici njegove crkve.
And to have all the power to defeat the devil.
I imati svu snagu i moć da porazimo đavla.
And that is an amazing power.
A to je nevjerojatna moć.
Because devils are millions.
Jer đavla ima na milijune.
And they roam the earth.
I oni lutaju, tumaraju zemljom.
And they just want to destroy us.
I oni žele nas sve uništiti.
But we have nothing to fear.
Ali se nemamo čega bojati.
But everything to guard.
Dakle, imamo sve čuvati.
So I thank God for being here tonight.
Zahvaljujem Bogu što sam ovdje večeras.
And I pray to God that each one of you be safe.
I molim Boga da se svatko od vas spasi.
Amen.
Amen.
Kdor moli, srce moli, je povezan s dobrim Bogom, računa na njegov blagoslov, računa na priprošnje Božje Matere Marije, priprošnje svetnikov, njegova duša je polna tega blagoslova in vedno ima molivec, človek, ki moli, svojemu bližnjemu kaj podariti. Bodimo nosilci blagoslova, tudi mi, ponesimo blagoslov v naš svet. Gospod z vami in s tvojim duhom. Naj vas blagoslovi in varuje vsemogočni in usmiljeni Bog, Oče in Sin in Sveti Duh. Amen. Slavimo Gospoda, Bogu hvala.